We could all use a little nudge in the right direction. Helping you put a positive spin on your day, here's today's Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Has anyone ever promised you anything? Was the promise made to you consistent with where you're going? Was the promise connected to your purpose? Did it line up with your destiny? In order for the above to happen, the person making the promise to you has to know you. To know someone goes beyond knowing their name. It far exceeds hanging out with them a couple of times or having lunch or dinner. The knowledge of you is more intimate. It goes below the surface. It's knowledge that's consistent with your core. This is one of the reasons the promise means so much. A promise has the propensity to keep you on track or pull you off. It can impact you in a positive way or a negative way. The promise made to you has to be within the frame designed for you. God made promises with Abram that were in line with his plan for Abram's life. A promise made to you that's not in line with God's plan for your life, it's not a promise, it's something people would like to see take place. A promise made to you has a responsibility connected to it. That responsibility belongs to the person making the promise. What are they willing to do to make sure the promise comes to fruition? In Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 4, it is written, "Now the Lord said to Abram, get out of your country, to a land I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you, and I will make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you will all the families of the earth be blessed." So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. God made a promise to Abram, who later was called Abraham, the father of many nations. The promises God made to Abram were consistent with God's plan for his life. Do you think Abram thought at that time he would have to leave his home and his country? Do you think that that was in his plans? God did not tell him where he was going. He told him to go to a land that he would show him. All Abram had to do was believe enough to leave where he was, and the rest was up to God. Could the reason you're not experiencing the promises of God have to do with you not leaving where you are? God has made promises that concern you that are written in His Word. You won't know them unless you read what God has said concerning you. From Genesis to Revelations, God had you on His mind. When He made the promise to Abram, He was thinking about you. You are in the loins of Abraham, the father of many nations. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Moment of Encouragement. It's a broadcast ministry of Tony Hare Ministries near Fayetteville and Dunn, North Carolina. To connect with Dr. Tony Hare, visit TonyHareMinistries.com for a blog and more. That's Tony, Hare with an E, Ministries.com. Join us again each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare on Christian 105.7.